Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
It's a fish with a whistle blowing and lick the pond. We had a issue, some differences, we was sick of one. City nigga, you think I'll be down in chicken farm. Leany bitches, but really never committed to them. Anything my little pretty things want, I get it from. These niggas tricky, these bitches ain't got no feelings for them. You hear the crickets and birds chirping, that's paradise. Been out sweet on reserve, we down in candlelight. Don't like that lying shit, I'm the one you confide with. Victoria's Secret, a secret guard, quit hiding shit. I provide shit, hey you and all that fly shit. So much of shit, you done ran out room in your closet. You on that nigga, that Mary J, that Mirage shit. That Halle Berry, that Angelina, Sinai shit. This side shit, ain't no side niggas, it's side chicks. They on that my shit, we on that you and I shit.
Alexander the fan, big paper one side, got me one in the hand. Real niggas know the rule, we'll kill for the man. Heads on, play bone, hit them and we move on. That's the way we did it, niggas spread and we get gone. The mama know we did it, but she led and she stay strong. 100 P's and we flip it and we move on. Back in the street and we did it in Laystone. Lil nigga made, gave his life for paid on. Bills with the caddies, nigga did it my way, homie. Back about the money, so we had to spray on.
Don't fall, baby. Yeet, 7-8 like Paul Wall, baby. Yeet, and the pussy better be ball. Hit it fat like Star Jones, baby. Got a nigga star gazing hard, baby. Ride the dick, don't fall, baby. After that, hella quick, don't call a nigga back. Ride this dick, don't fall, baby. Yeah, buy that shit, you done gone, baby. Damn. I put mula, mula, mula over mommy chula, cause all these styles peculiar. She give me gum and doula, pussy smashes like petunia. She got that hallelujah, ride me like the chopper tula. I trip on ride and ride and ride, ride that dick home.
Yeah, you know who it is. Once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. We live from Harlem, Beef Stu Ready on this Sunday night, rocking on this Labor weekend. You know how it is. Make sure you follow me at Beef Stu Beloved on at Twitter. Make sure you follow me, Beef Stu 110 on Instagram. And like I said, if you ain't a virus, follow me on Facebook.com/DJ Big Stu. Shout out to everybody supporting the film, The Uncelebrated Pioneer, our award-winning film, The History of Harlem Hip Hop, where we went to the legends and we let them tell their story about being uncelebrated and pioneering hip hop into America. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. We're proud to have an award-winning film. So make sure you check us out. Make sure you come to the screening September 14th at the Producers Club, 44 West 44th Street. Look up on my Facebook page. Hit me up on infobeefstewradio@gmail.com if you're trying to get tickets to the red carpet event. It's going to be fire. All right. But in the building, all right? We've been rocking this song. This joint been bumping. I got the man, I got actually two of the people that's on that fire song, but you know, I got the artist and the feature on there, but they both in the building, they both killing it. Y'all love the song, y'all love the video. We got them in the building, my man Percy T, and we got Don Jiggy in the building. What's good, fellas?
Chilling, what's up, man? What's up?
Oh, man, we glad we having y'all this Sunday. We appreciate y'all for taking time out and coming through on Labor Day, too, man. That's fire, fam. We love y'all for that.
No doubt. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate all the DJs who support our record, 1,000 Likes Remix. Don Jing and I, man, even though we on this collaboration, we have individual projects, but we feel like this collaboration that we have is going to take us very far. Because of the type of music it is, because of the style of the song. And it's one of those feel-good records, man. You know, nowadays, people are looking for feel-good records, especially with what's going on in the country. People want to be able to relax and ride their cars to where, you know, it's a certain type of feeling that people want. And with this record, 1,000 Likes Remix, it gives them that. And we appreciate you out there in New York City. And it's cool, so cool, too, because my brother Don Jiggy is in New York. So it makes all the sense in the world.
Hello.
Him to be on now. Come, Jiggy, tell him, Jig.
Yeah, man, I'm here in Brooklyn. I'm here in Brooklyn all day, every day. You know, got contacted by our boy up at Sony and Mighty Mitski. You know, brought us all together to do this song. And, you know, we never knew what it was going to be, but it really is a real feel-good song. It's clean. Everybody's smiling. No booty shaking. It's just a feel-good song, like Percy said. You know,
that's right.
You could have your kids listen to this, and it's still old people listening.
Exactly.
It's still good. It's just
exactly.
From beginning to end. Beautiful, man. Not like the average. It's a Picasso, I would say, because it's not like everybody else. It's an original. It was
something different. That's right.
That's right. That's what I like about it. And what's beautiful, I'm here in Brooklyn, and I hear that this playing uptown Harlem. What? Come on, man. Come on. That feels really good.
We got to get you to the studio then, or to the television show, so you can rep it on the television show for the family. You know what I mean? We need to get you
no
up.
No digging. Hell yeah, I'll be
now,
there, man.
What was the concept? How y'all came up with the concept of the video? Because it's kind of simple, but then it's kind of fly and very creative at the same time. How y'all came up with that concept?
Well, so when it comes to the song itself, you know, it talks about pretty much social media and how people feel about likes and, you know, how people understand and how we understand that social media is taking over the platform.
Yeah.
It's taking over media promotion and marketing. So I feel like with Instagram, it would make sense. Me and my good friend Igor.
Yeah.
He was IK Films. He's the CEO of IK Films. Yeah, so he was the director, and I produced it. So he and I, we were talking about a concept, and I was like, maybe we should somewhat formulate it as if it's a social media site. And so that's what we came up. We tried to mimic it a little bit like Instagram, but have it live to where, you know, we're performing our verses. We're performing the video. And so it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's eye-catching. It's very eye-catching. And we thought it would be a great idea. And see, that's how it came out. So it made sense for the song. It made sense for us. And a lot of people, when they see it for the first time, like yourself, they be blown away by it because the song
yeah.
is already feel good. And then the concept of it, everybody always says it's a great concept because it matches the video. I mean,
exactly.
The song.
And what's nice about it, too, we try to put every nationality in it. So we're just not like just one nationality.
That's right.
It's a for everybody across the board. You know, it's just not booty shaking and cars jumping and bouncing. No, it's just a feel good for the world because we try to make music for the world, not just for one set
That's
of people.
Right. Very right. diverse who, indeed.
Who are some of the people who influenced you guys to, you know, to do what you do? Who are some of the people you guys saw before y'all got in the game?
Right, you go ahead first. You go
Jiggy,
first.
I'll let you go first, Jiggy. Hey,
you
Jiggy,
right, go ahead.
Want me to let you go first on that one, Jiggy?
I'll go first. Well, you know, even the name Jiggy, I am the original Jiggy before Biggie, before Willie. I'm Jiggy from Brooklyn, Jiggy. Ask anybody. My boy Chris Parker, KRS-One, all the dancehall artists, Shaggy, Rivon, Screech Adan, all the big Willies, that's us growing up. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn in the East 90s, where all the Jamaicans come from, you know. And all my life, everybody, all the big superstars are my boys, my brethren from before they became anybody. You know, so, you know, I'm just part of this. Even in the Back in the Days book, they got a Back in the Days book by Jamal Shabazz. You see a picture of me, and then when I was 16, one of 7 gold teeth, I end up getting my derby, my suede fronts, because, you know, that's what's going on back in the days. Even Frank Matthews. I don't know if you know about Frank Matthews and Frank Lucas and all that. Frank Matthews, the biggest heroin dealer in America. Well, his sons, Frank Matthews and Frank Sean Matthews, those are my boys from we small. We never knew what was going on with Sean and them, but, you know, eventually found out. You know, but these are the people I grew up with in Brooklyn. So musically, every dancehall artist you hear and you've seen Brooklyn for the past 20, 30 years growing up, producers, everybody. Those are my boys from before they became anybody. Yeah, so that's Jiggy from Brooklyn, Jamaica, real deal, you know? Yeah.
So what? Yeah. Some of my influencers or influential CEOs and legends in the game, I think I became serious with music and business after I graduated from college. I graduated from the University of Mississippi. But I was able to work for a radio station for over a decade, 13 years, and then I retired. But that radio station allowed for me to move to New York. And so I was in New York for close to 4 years, where I worked with Power 105 and I worked with Z100. That's when Ed Lovell was there. That's when Clue came aboard. Me and Clue came aboard at the same time with Power 105. A lot of people don't know that. But they start hearing about this a whole lot more as we continue to tell our stories, myself as well as Jiggy. And so I was there when Angie Martinez, when she came in, I mean, it was just crazy. The lineup was amazing. Chubb Rock, all of them was a part of Power 105. And so I was there doing a lot of promotions and marketing. So I was all over the place. I had already been influenced by a good friend of mine, Master P. He and I, we started building a friendship over 10 years ago. And so what I did is, from a business point of view, I wanted to learn from him. I even did some stuff when I was in New York for Diddy, Bad Boy Entertainment. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of promotion and marketing for a lot of his artists. And I was out there in the streets doing flyers, doing posters, just promotion and marketing. So watching both of them and studying their story and their work ethic, I've always wanted to jump into the arena when it comes to being an entrepreneur. So Master P, from the Jay-Z to Barry Gordy, Russell Simmons, P. Diddy, Jay Prince, Luke Skywalker, all these guys were CEOs. And so they all, and so many others, they paved the way for us to become entrepreneurs, to become CEOs, to own our own companies, and to have products. And so that's what I wanted to do. And even recently, a good friend of mine, P, I was able to create my own company called Innovation Entertainment, in which I'm always out here trying to assist and help other people. But I think that once you own your own, people are respected even more. And
that's
P
right.
has always said that. Own your own company. Build from the ground up. You get more respect that way than someone, you know, you waiting on someone to try to build you. But when you can build your own solid foundation and your own, and do your own groundwork, everybody will respect you, whether they know you personally or not. So that's what I'm doing. And so a lot of those guys are doing me. I even have a song titled Work. You probably have heard it. If not, it's already on the internet as well. I have a video for that. So I have 2 videos already. And so this video with me and Don Jiggy on it, it just makes sense right now, because like he was saying, you have different genres of music. You have different diversity, cultures, especially when it comes to, they're in New York. Don Jiggy from Jamaica. I'm in the South. Ace Wayne and Lipe, who's singing on the song, they from the South also, St. Louis.
Oh, Atlanta.
And, I mean, when you have everybody on that record, as we continue to push and it gets bigger and bigger, it can't do nothing but blow up. Because once it's out there, it's out there. It'll become like on autopilot. And believe it or not, Power 105 has played a record. Columbus, Georgia has played a record. Jackson, Mississippi has played a record. Huntsville, Alabama has played a record. We have a report. So we just continue to build and build and build. And before you know it, we're on something that is going to definitely solidify our seat, you know, at the table in the industry. We're not trying to take anybody's place, by no means. We're not trying to overstep our boundaries. We're just creating our own lane, and we're building our own foundation. So that's what we're doing.
No doubt. Now, like, being that y'all been in the game for a minute, y'all know, and y'all seasoned, You know, what do y'all feel is different in the game? And if you had the power to change something in the game, what would that be?
You want to go first?
What I see that's different in the game nowadays, obviously we know CDs are no longer pretty much valid. Everything is digital. And a lot of people are not really buying records, even sometimes digitally. Streaming is the top-notch source when it comes to music nowadays. You know, they have all these subscriptions, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Google Play, like all these subscriptions. Streaming is where it's at. So obviously that's what has changed. And we're just trying to keep up with that lane. And so you'll start seeing us a lot of times, even more so now, social media. But you still can't get away from that grassroots marketing, that groundwork, by going to these clubs. Like if you're DJing at a club or an event and you're playing a record, man, me and Jiggy was just talking about that. You know, and if you're playing a record and you may want Jiggy to come out, if he's not working or whatever, we talking about coming out. Mr. EBT, who's the other artist on there, we're talking about getting back to the basics, to where now they're not selling records when it comes to, you know, buying iTunes and downloads, CDs going. So you got to get back to the basics and go to the DJs, to the groundwork, so that then they can play your records, people can go and stream it, or they can download it. And I think that'll work when it comes to the promotion and marketing part of it. So
yeah,
changing
well,
it. Not about change, it's going back to the basics. That's what we have to do.
I agree. And I believe what's going to happen with that, because, like, things are going to make you have to move a particular direction. If you get cold, you got to put in a direction and put on a coat. And it's going to bring people back to coming back to perform to make their money, because, you know, you're not selling CDs no more. You're not getting these downloads no more. So, you know, as far as being filthy rich, you got to go start performing and doing shows.
Yep.
Where you sell at a venue and you're selling some tickets to make some money in this industry. And also, I feel the content of the lyrics, you know, it's not, I mean, because, you know, everything changes. You know, my mother used to say, hey, what's that you're listening to? That's garbage, you know. But I guess maybe because I'm old now, but some of the stuff, like, there's no love in it. It's just raw. But I guess that's the way it is now. Things are subject to change. But for me, you know, it's the substance and the quality of the words used to present your lyrical content, your style. You have a man like a Method Man, a Red Man. These guys got style, different styles, Satchuan style, this style, you know, the big style, the Nas style. But these kids, everybody sound alike now. Everybody sound the same. Everybody cussing. They just basically cussing. So that's what I feel is different in the game now. You know, there's not a lot of storytelling. There's not a lot of content intellectually in place in it. But I guess that's to dumb everybody down. That's just my view. That's just my view.
Yeah. But if females are listening, or they're artists and they're out there rapping and trying to make things happen, I know we all agree up on this, the females are starting to rise, especially rappers. If you see the trend and what's happening, and then because it is empowered, a lot of females will say, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna try my shot into this rap game, because we have a lot of females that are at the top of their game, and they're at the top of the charts, like the Cardi B's and Nicki Minaj, Stallion. I mean, there's so many of them that are starting to really pop off, and it's empowering a lot of females to want to jump into the game. And it's happening faster and faster, so I applaud them. I know Jermaine Dupri called controversy when he said they talking about the same thing, you know, their vaginas and, you know, the booty and the breasts and how they can ride and all of these different things, so... And then a lot of these females, they're looking at it from a point of view of what sells. And that's what's happening. I can agree, you know, things are being watered down when it comes to the lyrical content. But these kids are being programmed with that. And the radio station, I mean, what are we going to do? If the radio station playing it, these kids loving it. It's all the infrastructure.
Ain't
nothing we can do except for just create our own lane like we're doing. With this 1,000 likes, you know, and hopefully get the respect to say, okay, well, at least they're doing something different. Their lyrics are different. So maybe we can stand out in our own little, you know, lane by doing that.
Yeah.
So we just going to continue to push that record, bro. We appreciate all your support.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you got the song Let's Talk. What was the inspiration behind that song?
That was, you know what? Before I even started trying to jump into the rap game, or I was always singing. I grew up singing, even from a R&B point of view. I think Let's Talk, it's somewhat of a personal situation because, and anybody probably can relate to it when they hear it. A lot of times when we have issues and we have problems, we tend to shut down. They don't want to communicate. So Let's Talk is only just, you know, throwing it back out there to say, in order for us to survive a relationship or a friendship, we have to sit down and talk instead of assuming something that may not be true, which can make the situation worse. And so that's why, even in the lyrics, when I say you don't know how I feel because you lied, criticize and try to plan. You get tired of one person criticizing the other when there's something else maybe going on with that person who's doing the criticizing. So, and that's probably going on a lot in relationships. And then that's all that record is just getting back to communication, you know, so you can continue to build the foundation that you've built for so long. So,
all right. So we're going to get into that joint. We got them in the building. Percy T, Don Jiggy, we in the building. We live from Harlem. We're going to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it going with the fly music. So we're going to come back and keep kicking it with the fellas. Let's get into this joint. This joint is fire. Let's talk.
I don't know how you
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Percy T. Let's Talk in the building. Percy T. Don Jiggy ends the building. Now, fellas, if y'all
yes,
had
sir.
The opportunity to work with different people out there, who would be some of the artists y'all would love to work with if y'all had the chance to?
I don't know. I would like to work with. I never thought about that. To be honest, I never thought about that. But now I'm thinking about it. who would you like to work with, Percy T? Who?
Man, you know, and it may happen sooner than later. Only time will tell. I've never pressed the situation, or it's not an issue by no means. But I've never really put the go mode and trying to make it happen. P, I think eventually one day, man, me and P will get a chance to collab on something. With Diddy, I don't know if Diddy would, because he's not really trying to do a whole lot of music or be on a lot of music nowadays, but that would be cool if I could collab with Diddy on something, just to be able to say I was able to work with two of the guys who very, very influential to myself, because I have read and studied out there their story. And so those two, I think, it would be the main two. Not that I'm being sexist by saying I would never want to work with a female. I like Alicia Keys as well. You know, I like her style and what she stands for. She's very positive, uplifting. You know, that's my lane as well. I try to be uplifting and really involve myself into the community. And I do a lot of community events. My community initiatives is at an all-time high, and I've been doing it for a while. Myself as well as P, we've done a lot of community events together. And so Alicia Keys, I wouldn't mind if I could do something with her because of, you know, her mind frame and her attitude toward people and human beings and unification. I enjoy that. So she would be good.
You know what?
Thinking
about it now, if I could interject, talking about it, I would love to do a song with Snoop Dogg. Man, that would be a bomb. Me and Snoop together on the track. Yes, sir.
Y'all
blaze
it up before you go in the studio or something?
Come on, man. You back with our stage of the whole nine, Crip walking, Brooklyn walking. What? Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's it right there, bro. Right there, me and the dog, bro. We'll be good. We'll be good. That's my style. I like dog style. You know what I mean? Yeah, I could work with that, yo. I don't know. I'm just drawn to that. Yeah.
That's how it is. Like, you know, a lot of artists got other things going on other than, like, you know, like just the music. Some brothers be acting. Some brothers got clothes on. Do y'all have other stuff that the people out there should know about going on other than the music?
I'm in the NBA. I do a lot of work with the NBA. I worked for the NBA for about 7 years, the Memphis Grizzlies. And what I've done is I'm one of the co-founders of the Entertainment Dunk Team. And I did a lot of that in high school and a little bit in college. But, yeah, I'm a part of the NBA, original members and co-founder of the Dunk Team. And the Dunk Team is still a entertainment team with the Memphis Grizzlies. If you go to grizzlies.com, and they're called the Kings of the Court, the Memphis Grizzlies Kings of the Court. And you'll see video clips of my old performances with other guys, and that is solid. So I'm very proud of that, and I continue to I'm gonna always be a part of the Memphis Grizzlies NBA team. I also have a book that I'm working on, in which I'm on my 13th chapter right now, and I should be done hopefully before the end of the year, and then I'll release that. It's titled My Autobiography, My Journey from Charleston, Mississippi to New York City, New York, as to when I had moved to New York. So you'll have a lot of different stories, failures, successes, and between all of that. I have a daughter. She was born. So it'll be a very compelling read, without a doubt. So I have a clothing line, Innovation Clothing. Have like 68 items in which I'm going to release on my website, from socks to pajamas, shirts, hats, hoodies, polos, just like 68 different items. I have a commercial that I've written, directed, and produced. I do a lot of anti-bullying seminars, and which because I believe in that concept of combating bullying because it affects our youth on a daily basis. A lot of these kids are committing suicide, and so with part of my community outreach, I created a commercial. And in that commercial, I was able to get Walmart Corporate to give me the green light to have 14 Walmart store managers in Memphis, Tennessee to be in a commercial. And they support me all the time in what I do, not just for in the schools, but even outside of schools, just in the communities alone. So the Grizzlies are part of it, iHeartMedia, City of Memphis, they're part of it as well. And, man, we just out here making moves, and because we understand that one hustle can't get you to that next level. So we out here trying to, and not to say the community, even it's a hustle, because that's something that we do to give back. But when the clothing line, my book that I'm working on, and, with that alone, it's a lot of time that goes into all of that stuff, a whole lot of time.
Yeah. I got a YouTube channel just started with Igor Katrach, who is the film director from IK Films, who shot the video with us with Percy T. It's called City Jams. We started, and also I got a new tune out that's on every digital outlet called Anaconda. Say again. Hello.
Anaconda.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you go to any digital outlet and type in Anaconda, Don Jiggy, it'll pop up, streaming everywhere. And we are currently looking for some girls to be in the video for us. If any girls want to be in the video, you hit me up on Facebook.
Holler at our boy Don Jiggy, y'all. Stop playing. Holler at our boy Don Jiggy. Don Jiggy.
Don Jiggy, little G, Don Jiggy. Yeah. Or on my IG page, Don Jiggy. I also have on YouTube, I also have a song that I put out that was produced by my late friend, Paul Von Satten. He passed away a few years ago. And we did a nice song called Don Jiggy. So if anybody wants, you go YouTube, type in Don, J-I-G-G-Y, and you see me at the very top. On the fourth verse of my song, I speak Russian, Greek, Philippine, Korean, and Hebrew. Just to let you know that I'm an intellectual somebody, and I can talk to everybody, not because I do this
music.
Yeah, you know, but you can check that out on iTunes. Also, I'm helping to promote my daughter who graduated from FIT with her bachelor's degree, who works for Ralph. She works for somebody big. And you can check her out at BCD Planet. She's also on the video with the Styles and Light remix. She'll be the first girl you see up in the video. Extremely beautiful, educated, and she has her own clothing line, BCD Planet. So those are the things that I'm doing aside from this project here we're working with Percy T, the Styles and Light remix song, which is a hit. Yeah.
So now we got the other joint, Never Say Never. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Like I said, at that particular time when I was trying to, I guess, build something in the R&B circuit, me and my friend Andre, you know, we decided, the producer, Deran, was a great friend of mine. He came to both of us and said, "Hey, I have a song that I produced. Y'all check it out." He actually wrote the hook. And I was like, "Man, I thought it was really good." And so he came to us and we just wrote to it, and Never Say Never was born. But I never really pushed it very hard because, you know, at the time, as you grow musically, you can listen to certain things, you know, especially after maybe a year or two. It's like from a production point of view, it can be remixed or even re-recorded. But Andre and I, we're no longer like an R&B group. He's still a close friend of mine. And so I didn't really push that song anymore. But I actually performed the song last night because I wanted to do something in my little hometown of Charleston, Mississippi. I'm a Mississippi boy, even though I stay in Memphis. I wanted to do an R&B segment and then build a tempo and perform a rap segment. And which that's what I did last night. So I actually performed this song last night. A lot of people in my hometown, they know the song already because at that particular time, I had CDs giving them out, doing guerrilla marketing. hitting the ground, just selling CDs at that particular time. And so the inspiration was behind it. When I heard the hook, Never Say Never, and I think it kind of speaks for itself. Most people, when they get hurt, they tend to not want to fall in love. Yeah, that's just the human nature. No one wants to be hurt. No one wants to feel that. And that's how we wrote that song, saying that, hey, just never say that you will not find another person who can treat you like a king, or vice versa. You can treat them like a queen. And just let the past be in the past. You talk about it, and then you move forward, you know, together as a couple. And that's what that was about.
I like
it. It's one of my favorite songs.
We gonna
that
get into
Percy
that.
So
We gonna get into that joint right now. We got him in the building. Percy T, Don Jiggy in the building. This joint right here is
we
called
are,
Never Say.
My brother Jiggy.
That's how we.
Yeah.
Everything.
To the world before we get into the last song and I let y'all go. I want y'all both to tell the world something that I might not have touched up on that y'all want the world to know about y'all.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I just want y'all to know I got a new tune out on iTunes. I said it already before. It's on all digital outlets. Anaconda by Don Jiggy. And y'all can check out my other tune. Don Jiggy on YouTube. That's it. Thank you. And Jiggy's a good dude. Remember, Don Jiggy, Don Daddy Jiggalo, G Daddy Jiggy. And shorty screaming, hi, Papi, Daddy Jiggy. Your Daddy Jiggalo, G Diggy Diggy. Diggy Diggy. That's it. Be good.
It was something that I know I omitted, and I feel like definitely to share because me being from Mississippi. From a small town, Charleston, Mississippi, population of 3,500. When I moved to Memphis, then I moved to New York, moved back to Memphis, I was able to partner with an artist, Anthony Smith. Anthony Smith played Faith Evans on Notorious, Diddy's movie Notorious. And I was able to partner with her and her management team, 923 Music Group. And we were able to get her a single, Hold Up, Wait a Minute, from Zero Spins, even on media base BDS radio to number 19 on the urban R&B chart. And we were also able to be nominated for a Grammy a couple of years ago for best traditional R&B performance for her video and the song. And I was able to witness that, which was like a dream come true for me because I've always wanted to be a part of something or take part in the Grammys in some form or fashion. But to be a part of a song that I was vital on promoting, pushing. That was definitely a dream come true for me. And I also want to talk about even my innovation brand, my innovation entertainment company. I was able to put out a song titled Work, and I reached a good friend of mine, Mitchell Dudley, who was a great friend of both mine as well as John Diggy.
Yes, right.
Don Jiggy. And what we did, he was able to come to us and give us distribution deals through Sony Orchard in New York City. And so my record Work, his record Anaconda and Don Jiggy, and the record that we're both on, collaborating, A Thousand Light Remix, is also on all digital platforms through Sony Orchard right there in New York City. So we already have all of the contacts and connects. Only thing we're doing now is hitting the ground and making our move in the streets, in the clubs, with the DJs. And so we really appreciate you for, you know, listening to the song. And I know you saw it and heard it on Vertigo, which was perfect because it only takes one DJ, you know, to really see the vision and to want to support. And then after that, DJ started playing it. And I would imagine you probably do clubs and shows and all that and play the record. And Don Jiggy, I'm sure he would love to come up and be on a TV show. About whatever it is you all
want to
talk about.
That'd be
perfect.
Don't let me know.
Yeah, right. We'll promote it as if we'll promote it like the president. We'll campaign like the president on something like that. I'm gonna push it even from Memphis. Don Jiggy will have everybody pushing it because it'll make sense and it'll help build what he's doing individually, what we're doing collectively. So, and we appreciate everybody out there for supporting. And like I said, go to all digital platforms, Don Jiggy, Anaconda, my single Work, A Thousand Likes Remix,
all that.
Everything.
So we appreciate
everybody's support.
All right. So before I let y'all go, just in case somebody tuned in later, I want y'all to tell them the inspiration behind A Thousand Likes, just in case somebody tuned in late, because I know you spoke a little bit about it in the beginning.
Well, the inspiration
was because of what social media is going on with today, the way the world is today. Everybody's on Facebook looking for likes, you know, and, you know, they get their likes and like, oh, look, I'm great, you know. So we just talked about what's basically going on in the world today, you know, how much likes did you get, and, you know, how people feel about it, how, you know, basically how, you know, how the likes affect them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and I mean
thank...
my social media. My social media is Percy, Facebook, Percy Towns, TOWNES. Twitter is at Percy T, the number one, PRCYT, the number one. Instagram, IG, at Percy T Music, PRCYT Music. And it's spelled MUSIC. Okay. All right. Right. Percy T Music. Appreciate you.
Yeah, y'all could...
DJ B Stu.
Nice, y'all. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, y'all got a home here with me, man. And I'm definitely gonna get Don Jiggy up here, man, to represent for y'all. We're gonna get on that tomorrow. We'll set that up. All right. So we just opened a new studio, so you'll be one of the first cats that we be on the new set that we got. So
I appreciate that. I represent right. for our New York. Yes, sir.
All right. So we're going to get into this hot joint. The fellas for being in the building. This is the hot joint that's chilling the airwaves right now in the building, featuring Percy T, you know, Don Jiggy on there. They got a few other cats on there. I think EBT, right? And
yeah,
that's right.
Ace Wayne and Lee Payne.
This joint is fire. The video's fire. We definitely going to put it on our Roku channel. We about ready to blow this up, y'all. All right. Once again, fellas, thanks
man,
a lot for being
on. Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Yes, sir.
God bless you abundantly, bro.
All right. It's that hot joint, 1,000 likes. Let's get it, y'all.
Produced by NWP.
Mm-hmm. Remix.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, girl you're moving too fast, let's take it slow,
calm down.
I see you getting real mad, just let it flow, you want attention, detention, just let it go, just let it go and turn it over like a bad pass, 1,000 likes cause you know I got a bad swag, why you flipping, why you tripping, gotta ask that, girl you crossing the line, you like a hashtag,
1,000 likes,
cause there is no pretending. Girl, you so sexy, your body, your walk, shockwaves, you send me. I'm hoping you befriend me, so I can start descending. IG, your Twitter, your Facebook, really got my attention. Hello, Miss Brown Eyes. Hello, Miss Double D. Follow Ace Wayne and Lee Bays, and follow Percy T. What about your fantasy? I'm not in wizardry, but click your heels 3 times, we'll reach your destiny.
Hey, hey, hey.
On the body where she have the cause, heart palpitation, intoxication, hallucination. Every picture that you hear, the man them sing. You leave them heartbroken, feeling like I'm chosen. Big time bitch, you're posing, now you're open. Your beauty, pretty girl, is provoking. My wishing and hoping, feeling and proposing. You're sexy and it's showing.
run away. I just wanna have some fun today. Riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Yeah, riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Yeah. Tryna make sure we ain't gotta stress again. We ain't gotta worry about the rent again. See them white folks ride me high 10 again. Had to stash the dope, I had to sprint again. Why they wanna see a nigga dead? Why they wanna shot in my head? Why they wanna lay me in that bed? Ooh, I got enough wolves to be fed. Gotta miss my salad with the dressing. Can't go to sleep, can't miss a blessing. Real steppers with me when I walk in. It's a whole lot of money when I'm talking.
Don't worry. Don't worry, cause all your friends is coming in early. Don't worry, cause all your friends is coming in early.
I got money, no need to hate. Keep that bitch so far away. All that bad luck is gone away. I just wanna have some fun today. Riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Yeah, riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof.
So many people said they waiting on me. Said they want honey, but it changed on me. Out of the storm and let it rain on me. Storm in plain, it's what it ain't gon' be. From cross the track, pull up flexing with digital dash. Got that money, you make it last. Yeah, the harder you hustle, the more you can have it. And it ain't a place that I can go. Been hating, thought I ain't go. Rolling good beat like it's regular. Get flipped like a spatula.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Cause all your friends is coming in early. No need to hate. Keep that bad luck so far away. All that bad luck is gone away. I just wanna have some fun today. Riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Yeah, riding down the street, smoking indoor. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Somebody throw some money out the roof. Yeah.
A-Rap, they ain't ready for this one, bro. I've been waiting for this collab for a minute. Yeah, E-U. Ayo, Mano, and Ghetto G, motherfucker. Yeah.
Count up 100 bands, rain bands. Count it up 100 bands, rain bands.
Yeah.
Count it up 100 bands, she can have all the brands. First got a rain band, rain man, rain man.
Hit him up.
congratulate for real. I told them keep it moving, I gotta pay the bills. Fuck all the distraction, cause bitch I'm back in action. I told them get the fuck out, I kept the bitch packing. Million fucking streams, now I'm gaining traction. Coming at the goon, yeah I got the faction. Yeah I'm paying pictures, I call that shit abstraction. I lay on rap down, I call that shit subtraction.
Rain man, rain man, rain man. Turn it up 100 bands. You can have all the brands. First you gotta rain man. Rain man, 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 rain man. I ain't have no advance, I just do the money dance. Rain man, rain man. Rain man, rain man.
Rain man, rain man. Make it rain, rain dance. Lame niggas hatin'. You know nothing about life, what you know about love. Hopped out of a bed, broke by in a Porsche. My jury is dripping, my pain is extreme. Nightmares in my past, woke up dragging my dreams. Act up, don't act cuz, authentic, no actor. Give me the hate, keep that love. Don't mix me up with these rappers. So lit, no whole shit. Put a whole baby on that whole lip. Leave a lip broke and you go with. Both hands on that focus. Realest nigga in my city, man. Left, right, no kitty hands. Bench truck, me and Nicky Van. Show respect when you see us, man.
Turn it up 100 bands. She can have all the brands. First got a rain dance. Rain man, rain man. 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 I ain't have no advance, I just do the money dance. Rain man, rain man. 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 Getting paper is the plan. Now the boy is the man. Make it through the rain dance. Rain man, rain man. Rain man, rain man. Rain man, rain man. Rain man, rain man. Rain man, rain man.
This pot smells delicious and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef. Try this beef.